You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
You're not going to believe this. We've had, in 8 minutes, 1,500 votes on the poll question on what people believe. When George McCaskey, quote, picked up Ryan Poles at the airport, did George drive them back to Lake Forest, or did he have a professional driver slash car service? It is exactly, and this keeps it to the decimal point.
50-50?
It is exactly 50-50. Right before we came back, it was like 49 point something to... This is 50-50. It is a dead heat right now with Bears fans. Half the fans think it was George getting into his car. Other people think he has a professional driver. There are other people, Alan suggests maybe he requested an Uber pool so that he's then requesting an Uber curbside and waiting for an Uber. Maybe they get into a taxi line.
And if Ryan still takes the job, maybe we need to question him.
Let's ask Dan Weider. I know... The Dan Weiderer knew from the Chicago Tribune that as soon as the Bears would find a general manager, the first question from Waddle and Sylvie would be, did George drive them back to Lake Forest or was there a professional car service? So, Dan, it's a great way to bring in on the Corona hotline. What is your call as Ryan Pace was videotaped?
Ryan Poles.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I already made the mistake. As Ryan Poles was being picked up by George McCaskey, was it to go into George's car or into a car service car?
My guess is George parked in remote parking and wanted to try out the new airport transit system now that that's back up and running. And so they got there and then went down and went upstairs and got on the ATS and rolled over to the new lot over there and then took off from there.
They saved us a couple bucks. Now you can spend your money on a new Scout.
There it is. And away they go.
And if they still kept him in the building and signed him again, like I said, then you've got to question the new hire. Not just the hirer, the hiree.
Well, listen, we are going to question these new hires regardless, right?
Yes,
and this is nothing against Ryan Poles. It's nothing against the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. It's just what the Bears have conditioned us to do over time. And so we're just going to have to get used to that in the next few weeks, few months, you know, leading up into to September of sort of balancing the excitement with the natural skepticism with I don't know how to feel about this, because there's a lot of we'll see to this whole equation, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So the one thing that is being floated out there is that this will be his call on the coaching hire. Is that what you're hearing? And to us, that sounds good compared to what they've done in the past.
It's what they've promised, right? And so you better not go back on your biggest promise right out of the gates. And I would imagine that in the early stages of these virtual interviews, they made that pretty clear to these candidates that, listen, we are going to give you some latitude to make this coaching decision. So we'd like to have an idea of what your shortlist looks like. Maybe we can vet a couple of these guys in advance while we're trying to match up lists for all these different guys. Remember, this is, you know, more than two dozen interviews that they did with GM and head coaching candidates. And so now it should be Ryan Poles' task to find the next coach. It should be a quick task because obviously there's a bunch of other teams still in that hiring process. It seems like Brian Daboll to New York is becoming escalating buzz that is going to at least disappoint a segment of this fan base here who sees what he could have been for Justin Fields. But now it's up to Ryan Poles to figure out what his vision is for that position, the head coaching position and the quarterback position in tandem, right, to try to set this thing off on the right foot.
Again, we're all hoping for the best, obviously. But when you look at his resume, what do you think, Dan?
Well, what I see at the minimum is that he's been part of an organization that knows how to do this, right? The Chiefs have been to the playoffs 8 of the last 9 years. They're playing in the AFC Championship game for the fourth consecutive January. They're on the doorstep of their third consecutive Super Bowl. They've gone through a process of taking a raw quarterback and turning him into a Hall of Famer, right? And having witnessed that should at least give you some insight into how championship teams can be built. Ryan Poles has worked his way up, right? A few different stints and different roles in college scouting in that organization. He's worked under three different general managers, Scott Pioli, John Dorsey, and now Brett Veach, and has had a lot of learning under each one of those. I think one thing that's interesting with Ryan is that he's kind of talked openly about going through the GM interviewing process a year ago when he was in line for the Carolina Panthers job, and saying that it was really something that kind of forced him to crystallize a vision and be able to articulate philosophies on how you build a team and how you want to get a championship foundation established. And doing that, he has said, has given him confidence. And so now it's his turn to take that confidence and take over a job that many around the league see as a heavy lift in trying to get the Bears team back to where it wants to go.
Dan, do you look at it as a great thing that not only did he survive through three general managers, but like you mentioned, Carolina, the Giants, the Bears, the Vikings, they all viewed him as their possible general manager. He was a finalist for all four jobs.
For sure, for sure. And it tells you about presence, right? It tells you about vision and presence in a guy and where that is. Now, you know, and listen, I've got some peripheral context just by luck with people in the Boston College football world, as Tommy does as well. And people speak very highly of who he was there as a player and what he brought to that program during that time. So, listen, all these guys that interview for a position for an NFL general manager role are going to be sharp. They're going to be talented. It's not a lot of guys that get interviews are just complete boobs, right, and don't know what they're doing on any level. And so now it's just about applying that within the infrastructure of the team you join, within the dynamics of the team you join. If there's one red flag for me, it's that Ryan Poles is very, very young, right? He spent a lot of his time in one organization, like the Chiefs, right, just similar to Ryan Pace. And so the Bears hopefully learned through the Ryan Pace experience that they have to provide resources to a general manager who can, you know, help him recognize his blind spots, who can help him assist, you know, on landmark decisions that set the direction for a franchise, that can help him put out fires. One thing you hear a lot from first-time general managers and first-time head coaches is how startling it can be the amount of time you have to spend putting out fires. And so you have to take on this sort of mayoral role where you have to have a fire chief, right? Somebody that can help you put out fires so you can sort of tend to the more important business of setting a foundation for a championship football team. These are all things that a young first-time general manager is going to have to learn, and they're things he's going to have to learn with oversight from a chairman who has basically told you, I've never overseen a general manager before, and I'm going to need your help in overseeing you.
As we have wandered through the desert of the football desert for quite some time now, I'm grasping at positives here, or potential positives. And Dan, I said earlier, look, with his background as an offensive lineman, I'm comforted a little bit knowing that he understands what a good and what a bad offensive lineman's traits are. So if you look at that particular position, there's no guarantee that he's going to get it right. But my hope would be, with his background, he will assess what he sees and go after fixing that offensive line first and foremost.
That background also comes with playing with two guys who have won NFL MVP awards, right? Matt Ryan at BC and then overseeing Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, not playing with them. But obviously, you know both things then, right? What the importance of the offensive line is and how a star quarterback needs an offensive line to operate. You would hope that would give you some sort of a vision and a priority on getting that stable as fast as possible. Again, when we talk about this being a heavy lift, you know, you're going into April without a first-round pick, without a fourth-round pick, with limited, you know, funds in free agency to address these things. And so there's going to be a time process that comes with setting a vision for this team, and yet that time process has to be sped up because Justin Fields is entering year two and needs everything to go right as quick as possible to sort of hit that on-ramp and that you know, moving walkway to success.
Dan Weider joining us. Ryan Poles is the new Bears general manager from the Kansas City Chiefs. Word is he will be able to interview and hire the coach on his own. So I have two coaching questions here, Dan.
Yeah.
Number one, why were they interviewing coaching candidates if they didn't have the general manager in place who would eventually hire the coach?
Yeah, the answer to that is I need to ask the people that are in charge of that to give us their answer on that, because that's the top question on my list right now. There may be logic behind it. Again, they may have been probing these GM candidates all along the way to say, hey, can we get some research done on some of your coaching candidates while we're going through our own process? But certainly, if you're going to conduct a coaching search from here with Ryan Poles in charge, you have to give him the freedom to do it as he wants to do it, with his candidate list, with his own, you know, interview questions, for all of these things to kind of set a tone for how you want to come out of the gates. And so that, Sylvie, that's a great question that they need to answer for us the next time they speak with us.
All right. And then we know that Eberflus, Quinn, and Caldwell are getting second interviews. They're first with him. Do you have a favorite? And do you believe there's any other people out there that he will expand to?
I have heard buzz that Todd Bowles is also in the mix for Ryan Poles, and we'll see if that comes to fruition. But that has been floated out there from a couple of different people to say keep an eye on that name as well. I don't have a favorite right now. Going to have to just kind of figure out where it's at. I don't know why the Jim Caldwell name just gives you pause. It just feels like if you wound up with Ryan Poles and Jim Caldwell, it would just be a different version of Ryan Pace and John Fox.
You know right? why? You know why, Dan? And listen, this will sound bad, and I don't mean it to sound that way, but the NFL is different than it was when Jim Caldwell was coaching most recently, and Jim's got a very, very, very good resume. But
yeah.
You ask the question at the age of 66 or 67, and I don't mean this to be an ageist approach, but I guess it is, so I apologize for it. But you ask your question, are you hiring a guy that you want to be the head coach, hopefully for the next 10 years or just for the next 3 years to get you back on track? And if, in fact, for whatever reason, Jim Caldwell decides that, you know, he doesn't want to stay in this business for an extended period of time, at that point, then you're changing your offense potentially again for your quarterback. So I would say, and maybe it's, you know, I'm misguided for feeling this way, but that would be the only thing that would deter me from being really excited about Jim Caldwell, because Jim has done a really nice job over the course of his career. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, and he's obviously had some success in Detroit, which not a lot of other people have on their resume, which is something to take note of. I think what you want to do in hiring this coach is believe that he can lead you to the Super Bowl, believe that he can energize things right away, because you're not close to a Super Bowl. We're all in agreement on this show right now that the Bears aren't close to that. And so the initial phase of this is creating an energy that people can feed off and get that thing going in the right direction. I don't worry about 10 years from now that much, because nobody lasts that long anymore. It just doesn't happen in this league. The numbers tell you that, you know, 90% of these guys don't even make it to the end of their first coaching contract because of the way this league is structured. So I don't worry about thinking 10 years out as much as does this guy have the offensive vision and philosophy to take our, you know, highly invested quarterback to the levels that we think he can go to, and can he light a fire that gets this thing going in the right direction as soon as possible? Because listen, you know, we've spent the last couple of days talking about Aaron Rodgers' futures as well. There may be a door that opens that you didn't expect to open quicker than you thought, because this division is going to be wide open if Aaron Rodgers isn't back in Green Bay.
That's why I've been saying, Dan, that this is the most important time of my lifetime as a Bears fan, because they have to hire this new GM in Ryan Poles. They have to hire the new head coach. They have their best, most talented quarterback prospect in the building already. They're looking to build a new stadium, and Aaron Rodgers may possibly walk away, and the division could be up for grabs, and you got to get your stuff straight. So my final question for you is, what's your prediction? Is Aaron Rodgers staying, or is he going?
I don't see any way that the Green Bay Packers can keep him in a way to keep him happy, right? Aaron said after the game Sunday night that he doesn't want to go through anything that looks anything remotely like a rebuild. And given their salary cap restraints, I don't know how you can possibly bring Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams back to that roster and still have anything around them, right, given what you've got under the salary cap. And so it doesn't seem realistic that they can keep the team in championship contending form and still take on that Aaron Rodgers contract for 2022 and beyond, probably, because you'd have to sign him to some form of extension. So I don't know. I my gut now says no, that he's not back in Green Bay. And so that door that we just talked about is ajar, and it may be opening even wider.
Dan, great stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Good talking to you guys. Talk to you.
Dan Weider, read him in the Chicago Tribune. All right. Very opinionated on the George the Driver question.
Okay.
Did George McCaskey, as he was there at the airport, drive back himself, or did he have like a professional driver? It's the fun side of this story is he met him at the airport. It's very close on the poll question. A lot of people have opinions at 332-3776.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
So it is a good would you rather question. Would you rather, if you're the next general manager of the Chicago Bears, have your boss pick you up in his own personal car at the airport? Would you rather be picked up by a car service with just a guy that you don't have to worry about making small talk to? You sit in the back, you just collect yourself, you relax after being on a flight.
Why are you so... Why is small talk such an unpalatable concept?
It's awkward. And it would be awkward with George. You know that. It would be awkward with George. He's wearing his Bears jacket. Listen to the press conference. Everything about the press conference was awkward. He made a conversation he had with Matt Nagy awkward. He made the Olin Krutz thing awkward. He made, think about the little stuff that he's made awkward that didn't need to be. He made JD, giving a shout out to JD at the start of the press conference, into people yelling fire Nagy at a high school football game. Awkward. He's an awkward man,
yeah.
And I wouldn't want to be sitting next to him in a car. I want him to be my boss and interview me and to keep it at that.
It's a 30-minute drive. It's not that bad.
I know.
He signed the deal.
He did sign the deal.
George didn't ruin it.
I know. I don't want George. I would rather. So send us your would you rathers send them to Abdallah, and Tyler's in for Chris Black today. Use the hashtag WS Would You Rather. Anything on your mind today, we'll do that at 4:30. So you got plenty of time to get your Would You Rathers in. You'll have a chance to win a Grand and Western gift card.
By the way, my bet is on George just went in to get him, and they had a limo for him waiting outside.
Sure.
That's my bet.
My bet is he drove. My second bet would be that George walked him over to the blue line and said, "We've got you up in the Palmer House downtown.
Now you just
take the blue line and walk a couple blocks down to Adams Street."
You're just the main act at the Chuckle Hut right now.
Did
you don't
make him buy
that.
A new pass? Did he have to stand in that line?
The vending machine right here for a temporary pass.
CTA passes.
And tomorrow, you can Uber up to Hallis Hall, but enjoy the night at the Palmer House.
Yeah, I mean, listen to me. I was all excited about, hey, maybe we're headed in the wrong direction. Now I'm right back in Dobber Down mode.
Don't blame me for that. That's not me. That's them. John and Homer Glenn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Great interview. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I was just thinking, he didn't want to be involved, but they figured he's probably asked he wanted to be involved with the whole process, and they says, "Well, here's an idea. You could pick him up at the airport. Pick whoever up at the airport, however he got there or brought him back.
What can I do to help? Well, you can go pick him up at the airport.
One of those things." And then the powers that be just sort of brainstorm. Get him from the airport. That'll be great.
See, if anything, there's no professional driver. It's definitely Ted. With a car idling outside, and then
maybe
George gets in the passenger side, and they make Ryan Pohl sit in the back seat.
It's the Bears,
Steve in Bridgeport, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Everything's good.
It's a new era.
We are talking about McCaskey and the Bears, correct?
Yes.
All right, and he said his mom is very upset with him?
Yes.
I don't know if she said that recently.
No, the last press conference. She's very disappointed.
Okay. There's no way in hell that he did not have to ask his mom for permission to use the car.
Mom, can I have the car keys?
And then he came out, and the car had a boot on it, so he had to call Ted Phillips to sell him the money to get the boot off. And Virginia's last thing she told him before he left the house was that he needs to fill the tank up. He had to borrow 20 from Poles to fill the tank up, and he added $4, which was the $4 and change from the cup holder in the car.
Chuckle Hut is open tonight.
You know, too, he's got no eye pass. They're stopping, too, to throw the coins into the dish. Do they still have the coin dish?
Yeah. I bet we know people that don't have the eye pass. I bet you have somebody in your life that doesn't have the eye pass.
Really?
I bet.
2022. Debbie and Wilmette, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Debbie. Debbie had claimed that she had sat next to George and Coach.
On just a random flight?
Yeah, I wanted to hear the story. I don't know. Debbie.
I'm not surprised by that.
Where's the There's Tyler in Oak Park. Tyler, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's up, guys? I mean, this is so typical Bears. I don't want to sound too crazy here, but they can't fly this guy private. They can't charter a plane or ask someone for a plane to fly this guy private.
Ask someone for a plane.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know, Southwest flies into O'Hare these days.
They do.
And you know he was
but
in
the... It's an international terminal, I think, isn't it?
He was in the C-boarding group as well. They gave him a C-boarding group. Yeah.
I mean, that's why this organization is where it is. I mean, they can't do... Even this, they're going to follow up. I mean, treat the guy right. Bring him in. Start it top of the line and then go down from there. They're flying the guy coach.
He was probably first class. I would assume he's first class. I would hope so.
Well, you don't know.
It's
you
just a short drive.
Why didn't they just make him walk from O'Hare? I mean, come on, let's complete the process. Just walk.
The shoulder up to Route 60 off 294.
Just walk.
And then head just a little east.
And again, if he still signs the deal, then we have to start questioning the candidate.
You're so uncomfortable by this conversation.
No, I think it's not uncomfortable. It's just, like, of course, they do things in an awkward fashion, but I've been involved in funnier skits.
Pair is all the funny skits in the Waddle and Sylvie history.
Exactly.
We've got a long line of those. I don't know. Parrish in Yorkville. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Parrish?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Everything's good.
I just find it odd that he shows up in his Chicago Bears jacket. You don't see Robert Kraft in a New England Patriots coat or Jerry Jones in a Dallas Cowboys jacket.
Yeah, you may see Jerry Jones in one.
Maybe. Okay. But all that was missing was the buttons and the foam finger. He looked like a number one Bears fan.
Now the funnies are getting better. With the foam finger, that's better. Parrish has got a better delivery.
He had the... he had the sign, too. George McCaskey came with
from
the sign.
From his hometown.
And he listed the hometown instead of Ryan Poles with the sign on there. With the new, he's from New York, right?
I think so. What's
upstate New York, yeah.
When did they decide to hire him?
I think from what guys like Jeff Hughes, who's been on top of everything, said, is they were expecting him to wow them again like he did the first time.
Did they do the first meeting on Zoom?
Yes. And that their thought was is that he wouldn't leave the building. That's what they wanted to have happen. They wanted the relationship to be consummated. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have
really?
The second
day. Really? Did
they
do that in the car?
You have the third
day. They consummated the relationship in the car?
You know how you have thoughts. You don't know what's going to happen on the date, but here's where I think it's leading. And
Maybe that's why George drove. If he did drive.
Can't do it in Virginia's house.
Well, you can't do that in the, with the limo driver.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Take your word for it.
Here's Roger. I want to take Roger in Milwaukee. Hey, Roger, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just want to kind of compare to Theo Epstein. Like, you guys were excited when Theo came to town, and you guys don't seem excited for this guy to get hired by the Bears. I just want to know, like, why? And I know, like, in Theo, his press conference, he pointed out, like, his goals and how excited he was to, like, be here in Chicago. And what do you expect from his media conference whenever it happens?
I would, first of all, Roger, I would suggest we spent the first hour and a half telling you that we have reversed how we feel about how they've done business because the process was different. Like, I don't know, despite the fact he's a Boston College guy, which I'm very excited about that, I don't know, what would you expect? Theo Epstein came to the North Side with a long resume of being a champion.
He broke a curse, and he was on the forefront of the new way of doing business in baseball. He was a trendsetter.
Yeah.
We don't know about this guy. I think on the screen, Roger, they wrote... AK on the screen. I don't know if you brought up AK or if Abdallah.
I was going to bring up AK too. You guys were excited about AK coming, and he essentially said the same thing as Theo did, where there's no shortcuts. there's a process to all this.
But I would make that more of a comp. Like, I think we just gave AK the benefit of the doubt, understanding what his past was in Denver as the guy second in charge, but not running the shop on his own, never doing it on his own, and saying, look, let's see what AK does. We've asked for Gar Pax to leave. We've asked for somebody new. We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I think we're going to judge Ryan Poles the exact same way as AK. And AK sold us over pretty damn quick.
Roger, what were you anticipating or what were you looking for with regard to a level of excitement about the hire?
Well, I mean, for me, I think the Bears should start. He should, like, say it should be a rebuild, to be honest. I think the defense is aging and the offense
He hasn't met the media yet, yeah, so you haven't heard that.
I know, but that's what I would expect. I mean, like,
But I'm asking you about you're questioning our level of excitement for the hire. Yeah. What were you expecting us to respond?
You wanted cartwheels.
You wanted cartwheels? Is this an example of what you were saying, that there's people that think that there is excess hate attached to everything Bears related?
I don't know. Roger, do you think we're hating, or are you just asking the question why we're not more excited?
I'm not saying you're hating. I'm just like, I remember when you guys were happy about Theo, and obviously you're not as happy for AK, but he won you guys over. I mean, maybe a little bit more excitement because Ryan Pace is gone, you know. And
no, I'll say this: Theo Epstein came to Chicago as a championship team builder.
If they got Sean Payton to run his own shop, I'd be doing it.
The level of excitement would probably be higher. I got to be honest with you. Other than the fact that I know that he comes from Kansas City and that he went to Boston College, I don't know a ton about the specifics of Ryan Poles. I will tell you this again. I'm more excited learning how the thing unfolded, that he's going to actually have full control over the hiring of the coach, that they actually did hire a general manager first. I think some of the signs that we've seen early on, how they've changed their process or how it looks, I'm more excited today than I expected myself to be.
Yeah, I'm happy with everything. I like the makings of the makeup of what Ryan Poles is being described as.
Right.
I like a lot of the things that I'm reading. Again, I liked a lot of the things I read about Phil Emery.
Sure.
I gave them all the benefit. I gave Trestman the benefit of the doubt. And then it's up to you to create your own narrative. Like you always say, you now create the own narrative. There you go.
I mean, you're going to find...
You have a blank slate.
We have no idea how he's going to do as the new general manager of the Chicago Bears. We're excited that they seem to have followed a different process, but there's no certainty attached to this hire.
No history.
You know what
here.
I want? Let him do his job now.
Yeah.
Let him go out and do his job.
Waddle's World coming up. All your phone calls, 312-332-3776. Ryan Poles is the new general manager of the Bears.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Amazing.
What's going on in the world of sports?
Look at all the sports things. Look at aerobics in here. So many activities.
Let's find out together.
Step class. Look at my head spin. How many activities you can do.
As we enter.
This is how we do it.
Waddle's World.
Woo-hoo! Waddle's World brought to you by our great friends and partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/find us. Member FDIC. We have solved the mystery of who the Bears have hired as their new general manager. We have not solved the mystery of how he got from the airport to Hallis
Hall. That's what I thought you were going to tell me. I thought you got some intel.
Not yet. We should be able to figure that out. I mean, we could probably make a text.
George. I'm going
to
ask George if we get George on the show.
Oh, I think we could probably get an answer today, couldn't we?
You think so?
I think so.
I think the last couple hours have solidified that George might not be coming.
I think George will come on. No?
I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe he wants to insult my broadcasting career again.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be like a yearly thing. But I don't know. Do you think, do you think that bridge has been damaged? I wouldn't say burned. Has the bridge been damaged? Have we damaged that bridge?
I think it's like one of those bridges from a movie Where you're going over like sagging. The big river.
It's sagging and, like, as you, the you train know, goes over.
Yeah,
it.
Like you know like yeah. one of the things is gonna break.
Yeah.
And like the little kid's gonna start to fall through and you have to reach down and try to save him or whatever.
Like the one thing that I've always done with George, and I've been very critical of George for many years, is I always ask him when he's on.
How you doing, George?
The questions that I say as my opinions on the air. I tell him what I like. I'm not one of these guys who will say one thing. There are many talk show hosts who say one thing, and when they get the guy on, they won't tell them how they really feel. I will tell him. I told him last year.
You're authentic, brother.
It's not personal. I'd like them to win one playoff game while you're the chairman. One?
We're not responsible for their record.
No. We're like you, George. We're fans. We want them to win, and there's not been enough. There's not been any winning under you, quite frankly. There's been no winning under you.
Maybe we can mend the fences by offering to pick up the coach from the airport when they hire him.
That's right.
You and I.
How great would that be?
Dumb and Dumber.
We could be, you know how Michael Jordan found George, his best friend, and his name was George. Maybe George McCaskey was trying to be like Michael Jordan's George.
That hurts my brain.
The story, so do you know how the story goes? Story goes Michael Jordan's drafted by the Bulls, 1984. He goes to O'Hare Airport to be picked up by the Bulls after they draft him. The limo that they arranged or the car service they arranged does not show up.
Been there.
Yeah. Nobody shows up to pick up Michael Jordan, who ends up being the GOAT. So, George, the limo driver, is at O'Hare, and I don't think he had a fare or anyone, and he recognized him from being a sports fan. And he said, "Hi, I'm George." I forget what his last name is. I don't have a ride. And, you know, this is a day, no meetings. Cell phone. So, George said, "Get in." And that, to this day, is Michael Jordan's best friend.
Right.
George, the limo driver. He doesn't go anywhere without George, the limo driver.
Well, Ahmad Rashad is with him as well.
Well, right, but he's known George probably longer than Ahmad.
Yeah.
Since he was just out of college.
So we can be that guy for Matt Eberflus or Dan Quinn.
Yes.
Do you think they'd be bothered by both of us being in the car? Like, I'm driving driving, and the other one of us is in the front seat. We just turn around, just grilling him. What kind of defense are you going to run this year?
We give him the keys and let him drive?
No. You're not going to know where he's going.
So what, am I in the back seat, leaning over the front seat?
No, I'm saying, like, either you're driving and I'm in the front seat or vice versa. He's in the back.
We got him in the back seat? Yeah. I don't know about that.
What's the difference?
I think we put him in we let him sit shotgun.
Not in my car. You've ridden in my car. There's garbage everywhere in the passenger seat. Well,
Sylvie's in a car seat.
We have car seats in your car, so we can't take your car. There's no room for us. Not.
Getting the new car next week.
Oh yeah,
new
minivan.
I'm not getting that. I'm getting the the RAV4. RAV4 hybrid, 40 miles per gallon.
Nice,
brand new 2022.
There you go,
silver.
Silver. I like silver, too.
Silver.
The silver
box. Is that because of your last name?
No, it's not. No? It's what was available.
Because of his hair.
What do you mean it was because of it was available? Yeah, you don't get to pick it out?
It was sharp. Yeah, it was sharp. Sharp.
Did you say it's his hair?
Said it's because of his hair.
And the name?
He's from the cheap seats over here. I thought it was more name-related than the color of your hair. What's that?
Nothing.
What's that? What happened?
I don't know. I missed it, too.
What was that?
I said, we're doing that again?
What?
You said
I said from the cheap seats, yes. Oh, it's a good point.
Oh, very good, yeah.
What are you laughing at, Tyler? You weren't here for that.
Have you already been told, Tyler?
No, Tyler was around when it happened.
No, he was
not.
He
was.
No, he was.
Yeah, he was.
No,
that day.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, he was. He was over there.
I don't believe you. Sean Payton stepping away after 16 years as the Saints coach. We actually got some of that sound. We're going to play it later. No? Is that right? Was there anything of note to bring to the...
He basically said he signed... Okay, so here's the funny part, right? So he gave Gail Benson, is her name correct?
He gave
her a box Ted Lasso. With king cake in it.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to biscuits. As like a parting gift or something.
He gave her a parting gift.
Yeah.
Sorry. Blueberry just went flying.
What's that?
Right out of my mouth. Not like there's COVID.
Last 30 minutes, I look at your microphone. It looks like a fork. It's got more food on it than
this
a fork.
This isn't mine, though.
Well, good for that person who owns that thing. Yes, Gail Benson is Tom Benson's widow.
So she's now the controlling owner. He gave her a box of cake. And
he's said, like, I'm out, here's some cake.
He's got no plans to coach in 2022, and that's just how he feels.
Like, she can't get a nice pastry in New Orleans looking for one.
And he also said he has not talked to any major network about broadcasting.
Yes, yes.
But it doesn't mean his agent hasn't.
That's true. Although sources tell ESPN that TV networks have shown considerable interest in hiring him, Peyton still has 3 years remaining on his contract with the team, which maintains his rights if he decides to return to coaching within that time frame. I think that is the most telling part of the entire story, because we've had that conversation, whether it was here in Chicago or potentially him going somewhere else. That contract follows him. Like, he doesn't get to sit out for 3 years and then all of a sudden he becomes a free agent.
Right. But maybe as the time goes by and they're away from him coaching, they'll ask for less.
Yes.
Because he's already gone anyway.
It's what happened with Gronk.
Yeah.
Now, Gronk, physically a player will deteriorate and coaches won't, so I don't know how that would affect compensation.
Do they have a successor on their squad?
I think Dennis Allen's probably their guy, right? Ravens are near an extension with John Harbaugh. We'll see what happens there. How old do you think John Harbaugh is? Very, very young looking.
John Harbaugh, probably 62.
59.
59.
Yeah, he has led the Ravens to a playoff berth in 9 of his 14 seasons and guided the franchise to its second Super Bowl title in 2012. George, that's what we're looking for.
New commission for my guy Brian Harlan.
What we're looking for. I asked somebody I know, too, about Jim Harbaugh, and his prediction, my buddy's prediction, was probably staying at Michigan.
Really? Did he, like, but he snooped around and maybe didn't hear the offers he was looking for?
Or maybe there was not the interest in him that he had in others. That I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't entertain thoughts of interviewing him, but, and who knows? I mean, I think my prediction may be wrong.
I think that's why.
Yeah, so... and Tom Brady says his family will play a big role in deciding his future. Quote, my wife is my biggest supporter. It pains her to see me get hit out there. He said that on his Let's Go podcast.
I've heard conflicting things on this, that A, he's talking like more about retirement than he ever has. But yet there are other people who have followed Brady for a long time saying he's always mentioned that he's always mentioned that Giselle does not like him getting hit, and it pains her.
And she deserves what she needs from me as a husband, and my kids deserve what they need from me as a dad. I'm going to spend some time with them and give them what they need, because they've really been giving me what I need the last 6 months to do what I love to do. I'm going to spend a lot of time with them and figure out in the future what's next. I will see you for the first mini camp when things kick off again in
April. Said I will see you at the first.
No, I just wrote.
No. Isn't this the cycle, though, Waddle?
Like, you got me there.
Like,
yes.
Don't you, like, as a former player, isn't this the cycle? Like, right at the end of the season, you're like, I don't know if I want to be doing this anymore. I hurt every day. And then, like, a month goes by and you're like, I don't hurt anymore. And you're like, oh, well, it's time to start, you know, going to camp, and it's time to start doing stuff. And you're like, okay, I'll do this again.
Abdallah, he'll be watching the Super Bowl. And he'll miss it.
Yeah.
He'll miss it in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And he'll be like, I got
to
go for
my money. My money is on him to return to the Bucks and Aaron Rodgers to return to the Packers. And by the way, we have money on the line for the Bears coach, right? Who's looking like they're in the driver's seat?
Oh, yeah.
Who's got Quinn? Do I have Quinn? I think I have Quinn. I don't know. Who's got Eberflus?
I think
Are you Eberflus?
Waddle has Quinn. Sylvie has Eberflus, and I have Caldwell.
Ooh. My bet with Carmen that I went through with Leslie Frazier looks like it's out the window.
I would,
which I'm happy with.
Yeah. And Chris has Todd Bowles, and Weider said that he might be a consideration because
we all have a guy.
Because listen, if it doesn't work with Poles and Bowles, they can also open a side business called Poles and Bowles.
Poles and Bowles. What would that be? You'd be a strip club where you can smoke weed.
Yes. I think that was self-explanatory in the name Poles and Bowls.
Yes.
But thank you.
Gentlemen's Club, where smoking marijuana is legal.
Thank you, Waddle, for spelling it out for everyone.
Listen,
not everyone's
as crafty as
the
you.
The Poles and Bowls
joke. Not everyone's as crafty as you. Like, my wife probably is glad that I, you know, if she's listening right, I get it.
In case any children in the car getting picked up from school right now didn't know what poles and bowls meant.
Yeah, gentlemen club and free smoking of marijuana.
As our guy Greg Bragg said on Twitter, if they hire Matt Eberflus, they can go back to Ryan and Matt, our football guys.
Yes. And by the way, if in fact Matt, Ryan Pace's stuff in his office was Ryan P, you don't have to.
Yeah. Ryan Matt.
All of the jokes have already been made, haven't they? All of them have been made. Wait till Matt Eberflus sees you and I picking him up at O'Hare. They're not even going to do that.
Hey,
they're going to ask us to drive down to Indy because he's in Indy. That's why they're going to, if you want to, let's play the jokes.
No,
they're going to hire him. They're going to hire him because he's only a 3.5-hour drive away.
Now you're playing along. Yeah. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Speaking of that, I got a story for you that I'm not sure I can actually read. No, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
When we come back. Yeah. Sorry, I was being cussed at. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Xfinity. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity X5.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Is that a fight we want? That, it, like, they do get away with, like, they say pretty much whatever they want from 7
whatever
to noon.
Whatever they want.
Yeah. Okay, so with that in mind, first of all, I want to tell you that Al Michaels, ESPN is considering Al Michaels. Hiring him for Monday Night Football.
According to Andrew Marchand.
Yeah.
From the New York Post, right?
Because Amazon's closing in on trying to hire him.
I'd love that. I mean, look, I love Levy, too.
Levy's been very... I like Levy, Greasy, and Lou. Yeah, they've been really good.
Leave Lewis alone. If you could put Lewis with Al Michaels... Look, Al Michaels is the GOAT, isn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't Al Michaels probably the broadcast GOAT?
I think so, for me.
You know, he called Miracle on Ice.
Yes.
He's been calling Sunday night and Monday night football forever.
He takes our phone calls and is a willing participant on our show.
Too. He's not an ego guy. And he's, he's done baseball. He's done all the sports. He's the GOAT. So if they could get him on Monday night football, let's do it.
Nuttiest story of the day brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
Dunkin' employee sparks a debate after giving customer $1 for MILF Monday.
Oh, boy.
A Dunkin' worker's gone viral after giving a drive-thru customer $1 with her drink for a holiday he made up called MILF Monday.
He said, "Happy MILF Monday. Here's a dollar."
Filmed himself handing over the drink along with the extra dollar to the middle-aged woman who asked why she was being given the extra cash. He informed her that it was part of a holiday called MILF Monday and asked her if she checked her app about it, which wouldn't have it as he made the holiday up himself as a prank.
The acronym, most people understand.
Just let me keep going. Appearing confused at what this meant at first.
People can Google.
You know, people know, I think. Yeah, then you could Google.
Appearing confused at what this meant at first, the customer then seems to click onto what Dan and Howard is inferring and scoffed in response. He's a TikToker. He elaborated, "Yeah, so you get a dollar. We're just like here at Dunkin' Donuts. We're trying to give back to like our local MILFs on Mondays now." To which the customer replied, "Very funny, cute though," as she laughed at him pulling her leg, though the TikTok decided to keep the skit going. And told her, "No, I'm serious." At this point, the customer answered, "Okay, have a good one," before she drove off.
Yeah.
As Dan and Hauer, the server, responded, "You too, mommy."
Oh, boy.
Since sharing his joke holiday promotion, he has received 6.1 million views, over 840,000 likes, along with thousands of comments from people debating if the prank was funny or if it was on the creepy side.
Both. It's a little funny. It's creepy.
I think it's more creepy than funny.
Did he get fired? As a representative of Dunkin'.
Doesn't say here.
Love Dunkin'. Make it back then some with the TikTok revenue, though.
What's true. That?
He'll make it back and then some. He's got, 6.1 million views on that thing?
Yeah. How do you monetize that?
You just become a influencer.
TikToker?
Yeah, professional.
You're an influencer. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what if he's only a one-trick influencer? That's his only thing.
That's his one-hit wonder.
Yeah, here's the thing: he can go back and do that again and again,
right?
And just keep
not the original Milf Monday guy.
Won't let him back to his job at Dunkin'.
He can just keep the apron and the hat and just go out on the street and do it.
Let's talk to Big Cat about this. All right. Well, let's Big Cat about this. We'll also ask him about the George McCaskey question about picking someone up at the airport. Dan Katz, Barstool Big Cat, joins us in 2 short minutes.